If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take the three next deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the energizing, life-giving, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slightly, release. Bring your attention now into the cave of the heart, the center of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Allow your attention to rest there, this hub. Breathe in. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. For the next 9 or 10 minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 108 from Psalms for Praying and Invitations for Wholeness by Nancy Mell. My heart is united with your heart, O beloved. I sing, and I will sing praises. My soul is awakened, O joy, O gratitude. I rise to the new dawn. I give thanks to you, beloved, among the peoples. I sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great through all the world. Your faithfulness remains for all eternity. Be exalted, O Radiant One, throughout the universe. Let your glory extend to the ends of the earth, that your friends may be set free from fear. Come out, come to our aid. Waken us all. For you have been our promise for all generations. Come to me when your hearts are heavy, and I will give you rest. For as I am in you, so do you live in me. We are one in the spirit of love. Be my messengers of peace. Be bearers of mercy and justice. Let love triumph over fear. Who will answer the invitation of love? Who will lead others into the new dawn? Stay awake, O my soul, to the beloved within. Oh, that I might shine as a light in the world. Released from the darkness within, I extend your peace out to the world, for you are my peace and my light. With you I can do all things. Into your heart I commend my soul always. Divine Beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, commending our heart to your heart, knowing truly that you are the ground and the source of all peace, all joy, all contentment. In this truth, in this realization, in this awareness, we align. We recognize when we are separated from you through our unconscious willingness to allow our egos to dictate and direct us, to be fearful, to be concerned, to be worried, to be apprehensive. But as we come back to this truth and align ourselves with you, the unchanging reality of all that is, we find ourselves at peace. We find ourselves comforted. We found ourselves strengthened and emboldened. Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we allow our hearts to align with your heart, to align with that unchanging, unconditional, unceasing love that is ever extended to us, that is ever enfolding us, that is ever encompassing us. We are so grateful for this love that knows no bounds, for this love that is eternal, that is ceaseless, that is unconditional. We are so grateful to come to the awareness and the understanding and the acceptance that we are your divine offspring, that we are made in your image and likeness, that we are not just the wave in the ocean, but the ocean is in us, the wave. We are yours. As we rest in this truth, we allow that peace that passes all human understanding to wash over us, as we know that right where we are, your presence, your power, your life, your light enlivens, quickens, renews, restores, replenishes, heals, and blesses us. We pour forth gratitude for all that is, for all that has been, and all that is still yet to be. You are unchanging. You are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. So in this conscious awareness, we bring all the needs of our planet. There is so much happening across the world. There doesn't seem to be a part where there is not an issue. Be it Colombia, Myanmar, be it in Africa, in India, right here in the UK. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So for our country, our nation, as we prepare to go and vote in elections, we pray that those that are truly sincere, that are truly dedicated, that are truly aligned with that which they say they wish to be of service, that those that are truly congruent with their policies and decisions, that they be elected, that we may have a country that works for everyone, where the injustices and the inequalities are eradicated, and that we create a world, not just where we live in, but a world that works for everyone. divine, the love, the grounded being, source of all that is, for all those that are in need of a healing at this time, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, you know their individual needs, and so we surrender them to you, knowing that as you bless and supply their needs, you bless and supply our every need. You are a God that is unchanging and unchangeable. You said, prove me now if I will not open the windows of heaven and shower you with blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive them all. So we give thanks and praises, knowing that as the praises go up, the blessings come down. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. So it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Take a moment and breathe this in. Let this prayer radiate within your being. And as you go about your day, I wish you a very blessed, happy and peaceful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.